The Nashville Sanitarium. Introductory. That a great and good work has been accomplished through the agency of well-equipped sanitariums, operated by efficient physicians, nurses, and helpers who fear God and love their fellow men, is clearly manifest to anyone who will give study to sanitarium work and its results. It is easily discerned that the more efficient and powerful a man or an agency is for the service of God and humanity, the more diligent and artful are the efforts of the enemy of God and man to destroy or weaken that man or agency. Therefore, we should not be disheartened when difficulties surround the work of our sanitariums. In Testimonies for the Church, Volume 6, at the beginning of the department entitled Medical Missionary Work, under the chapter heading, God's Design for Our Sanitariums, we read, "Every institution established by Seventh-day Adventists is to be to the world what Joseph was in Egypt and what Daniel and his fellows were in Babylon. In prosperity and adversity, they honored God, and God honored them. All along the way, God has honored our sanitariums by using them as agencies for good in many ways. He has recently delivered some of them from the bondage of debt, and He is especially blessing others which have been made centers for evangelistic work. With the experience of the past few years of the sanitariums at College View, St. Helena, Melrose, and Loma Linda before us, we should take courage and fight valiantly for freedom from debt and for efficiency in service in connection with each and every one of our sanitariums. It was my privilege to be associated with my mother during the years that she carried on her heart a heavy burden for the establishment of our sanitariums at Nashville, Graysville, Atlanta, and Huntsville. And I have witnessed her joy and rejoicing as these institutions began their noble work. That there have been delays, disappointments, and sorrows connected with their early experiences has not surprised her. Of their ultimate success, she is confident. Therefore, to me, it has been a pleasant duty to unite with Brother Chrysler in searching her writings to find some of her many utterances regarding the necessity, the character, and the value of a well-equipped sanitarium at Nashville, Tennessee. It is with the hope that this little pamphlet may bring strength and efficiency to the institution, and hope and courage to its friends and supporters, that it is sent forth on its mission of good cheer. W.C. White.